Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Pei, two lines on the top of Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss the dinim of raising behemoth dakos and Shol Talmidim Yisrael Gamliel, the Talmidim Yisrael Gamliel, Mal Gadol, can you raise behemoth dakos? And Amar Lahen, and he said to them, Mutter, it is Mutter to raise behemoth dakos, and the Gemara is for Tanan E Megadlin. We just learned in our Mishnah, Daf Ayin Tesra Nebeis, that you're not allowed to raise behemoth dakos in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara answers that Lahachi Kabom, and they were asking him a different shayla. They certainly understood that you can't raise behemoth dakos in Eretz Yisrael, and their shaila was malishos. If you have a behemoth dako and you want to keep it around your home, and although on Daf Ayin Tefsim Beis we saw that the Gemara stated that Mishol who kaidel regel shloshim yoyim, that you're allowed to leave a behemoth dako around your home 30 days before Yontiv, or the kaidel mishta benoy lamid yoyim, and you're also allowed to leave it around your home 30 days before you make a chasna for your child. However, the Talmidim asked Rav Gamliel that maybe you're allowed to leave your behemoth dako around your home even for more than 30 days, and even if it is not around time Yontiv, and not around the time that you're making a chasna. And Amar Lahen, and Gamliel argued on the brice that we had on Daf Ayin Tesra Beis, and he said mutter, that it is mutter to do so, provided that you don't go and leave them outside and graze with other animals, however you're allowed to tie it to the posts of your bed. And we explained the Gemara based on Rashi, where Rashi says in Dibur Maschal El Koshra, the Rabbanon Pligya led Rav Gamliel, and the Rabbanon that we saw on Daf Ayin Tesra Beis argue on this point to Rav Gamliel, and Taisa says, ain't nearly the plague Rabbanon led Rav Gamliel, could appearish because that doesn't seem to be that Rabbanon actually chayel Rav Gamliel. And Taisus learns that the Talmidim were asking Rav Gamliel exactly the shayla that we had on the Ayin Tesla Beis, and the asked Rav Gamliel, are they allowed to keep a behemoth daka by their home when it's right before Yontiv or right before a chasna? And Rav Gamliel responded to them that it is mutter. And even though on that Ayin Tesla Beis, the Gemara didn't say you have to tie it to your bedpost, but lav dafka neka kashra, and the Gemara doesn't mean that you dafka have to tie it to your bedpost, and Rav Gamliel was just telling them what the standard was, as if you're not going to be megadol these behemoths and you're just keeping a few behemoths in your home in order to use them for yontiv or for your child's chasna, then the standard was to tie it to your bedpost. Kedam and Beit Trefus, as we learned from Masechtas Chulin, Chevel Yitzim and Amita at Tisha Tvachim Tar Upirisham Bekutras Shebekachu Roy Liksha Behemadaka Bekrei Amita Kedichsev Isru Chag Barbeisim at Kanazim Mizbech. And this pasuk refers to the fact that they used to tie their kabanes to their bedposts at Sheviul the Kranes Mizbech until they were able to bring their kabanes to the Beis Hamikdash in order to shecht it and bring as kabanes. And Taisus then states Inami that Einichinami Rav Gamliel was actually teaching Chiddush here that not that even you tie your animal to your bedpost, it's also to raise animals. And the only time that Rav Gamliel gives you this etzah that you're allowed to tie it to your bedpost is only when you're keeping a couple of animals in your home for your future uses and during yontif time. And as Taisus brings that this is muchach from Tisefta, as Tisefta says, behedya al megavim koydim regel lamidyoim v'loishte yitzah v'roya b'shok el koysher b'krei amita. And immediately after the Tisefta brings down this point, the Tisefta brings a story with Rav Gamliel, so we see that they're tied one to the other, and Rav Gamliel was discussing a case where his Talmidim asked him if they're allowed to keep animals in their home if it's within 30 days of Yontiv or within 30 days that are going to make a chasa for their child. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Maisa b'chasid echad, the story with the chasid, Shoye goyneich milibai, they had terrible heart pain, v'shol l'roifim, and he asked doctors what to do, v'amru, and the doctors told him, ein loy takana, at sheyina chela v'seach, b'shachris l'shachris, that his only remedy to have relief from this pain is to drink fresh goat milk every single morning. The viole is, and they brought him a goat, the kashule bekreamita, and he tied it to his bedpost, and he would drink from that milk every single morning. And at a later point, his friends came to visit him. Once they saw the goat that was tied to his bedpost, they turned around and were going to leave the house. For Umru, when they said, that there are a list of mizuyim in this home, and we're coming to visit this person, as Rashi says that since they saw that there was a goat in his home, so they felt that he was listed Mizuyan, as Rashi says, Roy Besada Sachirim Vigoizel Sarabim, as certainly it's impossible to completely guard a behemoth daka, and therefore this goat at some point is going to other people's fields and stealing for the Rabim. Yashvu Batku, they eventually sat down and they examined this person, Vlay Matsuboy Ela Isa Oven Shal Isa is, that they only found that this person had this Avera of keeping this goat, and of course he was being Eva on the Issa of being Megadol of behemoth daka. Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara tells us va'afhu b'shas misasai, and this chassid at the time that he was about to die, Amar, he said, "Yidei ani, that I know about myself, she'im bi oven, that I don't have any averus, ela oven oisa is, aside from the avir that kept the goat in my home, shavati al divir chaveri, as I went and against the words of my chaverim and the words of the chachamim. Now let's keep in mind that according to Tosfos, that Rav Gamliel was also only talking about keeping a goat or keeping a behemoth daka in a home prior to Yontiv. Then this chassid had no basis for actually keeping a goat in his home, and he was even going against the shita of Rav Gamliel. However, according to Rashi, this chassid was actually going according to the shita of Rav Gamliel, and therefore when the Gemara says shavati al divrei chaverai, he means to say that I was going against the words of the chachamim, even though I had a basis for what I was doing, and he was following the psak of Rav Gamliel. And the Rashba actually brings down a girsa that instead of the Gemara starting off as Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara starts off umaisa b'chassid echad. And with the Rashi, this girsa makes a lot of sense, as the story of the chassid is going back and is continuation of the story with Rav Gamliel, where we saw that shita Rav Gamliel is that you're allowed to keep an animal in your home as long as you're keeping it tied to your bedpost, and certainly in a case where you're using this as a refuah. And Ayin and Mepharshim will discuss that l'chira, since this person was using it for refuah, so what was the issa at all, and why did we say that that was considered avera? If of course you could be ivan all yisur deraisa in situations of pikuach nefesh. And some explain that even though the Gemara said that this chassid was gunech b'libay, it wasn't a matter of pikuach nefesh, and therefore there was no heter for him to keep this animal in his home. And the Meiri says mehay ovda the chassid echa shaminan the afal piyush shemak pikuach nefesh hutru yisur and lisrat pois ben davish and nesa mikerch takana mechshas psid zakirim roy lahachbe b'yisa. However, even though pikuach nefesh is deicha kala terikula, however you should be machmer in a case where there's takonas chachamim and a chash of pseidus achirim, and the reason for this takana was in order to save other people's fields, and that this animal should not go and steal from other people's fields. And the Gemara Masechtas Tmura on Daf Tesvav teaches us that whenever the Gemara brings down a story with a chassid echad, it refers either to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Shmuel or some agaris, Amr Rabbi Shimon Shazuri mi bal batim shebegola elyon hayu beis abba, and my family were from the earliest settlers of the Gola Elyon and the Upper Galilee. Rabbi Shmuel continues with Pnei Machavoy, and why is it that the Gola Elyon was destroyed? And he tells us two reasons. Number one, Shayimarim Bechorshin, as they let their animals go and graze in the forest, V'donin Dinei Mamonis B'yachid, and when they would judge Dinei Mamonis, they would do so with a Yachid and only with one Dayin. Gemara is bothered, V'afapi Shahilim Chorshim Samal Chabotayim, and as Rashi says, certainly V'loya Royim Besadis Achirim, certainly they would not let their Behemadakis go and graze in other people's fields, and Meshum Chorshim Lek Gazel. We already learned that if someone has an animal and he lets it graze in the forest, there's no problem with gezel, as the Gemara stated before, Megala Mechoshin, and the Gemara on the Pe'alef will actually bring this as one of the 10 takonis that Yeshua ben Nun was Mesakin when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that even if the forest is owned by someone, he shouldn't be makbid and he should let people come into his forest in order to graze. Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that even so, they had this Einish as Sadik Tana Hoysa, as right next to these forests, there was a small Sadik that belonged to a different person, and when they were taking the behemoth dakis in order to graze in the forest, they would pass through this person's field, and it was impossible that the animals would not eat anything in this field and cause this person a loss, and therefore they received this einish. In regard to the second issue of the don din mamas biyachid, the Meiri states for afal pish yach mumchel rabim don din mamas biyachidi kemoishis bar mukaymai, as we learn in Masechta Sanhedrin that a yach mumchel rabim can judge din mamas mikamakim royal chacham numshich yadi bezehabe ashe muchzik lchobekach. And every chacham should withhold from considering himself a yachim mumcha and using this heta in order to judge din mamonis biyachid. The Gemara continued, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, Roya Shas Tshuva, if there was a shepherd that was being megadol behemoth dakis in Eretz Yisrael and he wants to do tshuva, a mechayiv nois to lumka miyad, chacham would not mechayiv him to sell all his behemoths at one time, ala meichal yad al yad, but he will sell it slowly until eventually he will get rid of all the behemoth dakis. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down for Rabbeinu Yenison that the reason is that im kei mimna mechuva, if you would require him to go and sell them all at one time, then it would have a major loss, and therefore would hold him back from doing tshuva. And he continues to pasture all these animals every single day, like he was used to doing. But certainly he must be careful not to cause any loss to the tfuah that belongs to other people. Ayin Rashi Roya Behemah Shaloi, that is talking about someone that was pasturing his own behemoths, and he wasn't doing this as a business. And Ayin Tesis at the bottom of Daf Ayin Tesis Beis, where he brings this story as a riot to his psak that the Issa being Megadol Behemah Dakos in Eretz Yisrael is not only for the person that owns the animal, but is also for someone to give his animals to a Raya. And as Tesis says, that if it would be Mutar to give your animals to a shepherd, this person that owned his animals and was pasturing his own animals and wanted a tshuva could have just given all these animals to a shepherd, and therefore he could have taken care of the problem immediately. And by the fact that he didn't do so, therefore we see that even when you're going going to give your animals to a professional shepherd, there's still an issa of being megadol behemadakos in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues with a similar idea. Although we know that a gershon is guy katan shnei eldami, even so, at least midrabanan, he'll be yerush his father that he was born to. Even though once he became a ger, there is really no relationship between him and his father. And if this ger receives yerusha of a dogs or chazirim from his non-Jewish father, then im chayv and I say limkom yad ala mecha al yad al yad. Once again, the rabbanon would not mechayv him to immediately sell the dogs and the chazirim, and instead he has an ability to wait and sell it slowly in order that he doesn't lose money. And once again, the same svara applies as if we require him to go and sell it immediately, and he would have a loss of money. So potentially, other gerim would not want to become gerim, or this ger himself may be yachs l'surai. Our Gemara continues: v'chei mishen noda likach bayis v'likach ishibaritz. And similarly, if someone makes a neda to go and buy a home or to get married to a woman in Eretz Yisrael, the rush is gurus, v'chei mishen noda likach bayis b'Eretz Yisrael, and the term Eretz Yisrael is only going on buying a home in Eretz Yisrael, and then he says, v'lisa v'likach isha, where he made a neda to go and get married, a mechayiv and I say likach miyad, then we're not mechayiv him to go and get married immediately or to go and buy a home in Eretz Yisrael immediately, actually matzis hagenuslai, until he finds a wife or a home that is hugging for him and is proper for him. And the Gemara continues, with and with a story with a woman who was almana or grusha, and her son was causing her much problem and much distress, the cuffs of Vinishba, and she jumped up and she swore, any man that comes and wants to marry me, I won't turn away. The cuffs of Adam, and there were many men that wanted to get married to her, but they weren't mehugan and they weren't proud of her. And when the Shaila came to the Chamim, they said that she only had kavana to get married to someone that was hugging, and even though she said she'll get married to anyone, he certainly meant that she will only get married to someone that's hugging for her. And it seems that this story is an explanation of the previous din that we said, that you're not mechayiv him to go and get married or buy a house immediately. He can't wait until he finds a bias or a wife that's hugging for him. And in regard to that Gemara, the Shittim Kubetzes brings for Rabbeinu Yonason that the reason is, Kadesh lo yimnu achirim lead the Dvar Mitzvah, as if you would require him to get married right away or to buy any house in Eretz Yisrael immediately, then others won't make a neder. Then others may withhold from making the Dvar for a Dvar Mitzvah. From this explanation that the Shita brings, it's mashma that he's not combining the halacha that we had regarding someone that made a neder to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael or to get married to the story with this almana and with this grusha that made a neder regarding getting married. And the Gemara continues that although we stated in the Mishnah that it's us to be megadol behemos dakos in Eretz Yisrael, however the Braisa continues, kashem she'amru e megadol behemos Daka, that just like we learned that one is not allowed to raise a behemoth daka in Eretz Yisrael, kach amru imagadol chayadaka, we also learned that a person cannot raise small chayas in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says this refers to tzviim vishualim, to deer and to fox. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Rabbi Shmuel states, and some agarish, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, megadlin klavim kufrim v'chasulim v'kaifim v'chuldei snoim. Although we just stated that imagadol chayadaka, that you're not allowed to raise a chayadaka in Eretz Yisrael, however, certainly everyone would agree that you're allowed to raise small dogs as well as cats and monkeys and specific types of weasels, and you're allowed to do so in Eretz Yisrael, as these animals are used in order to clean the house and to make sure that there are no mice or worms in the home. And Rashi actually gives two different shatim and klavim kufrim. Rashi says that they're small and they're like midgets, klavim gedolim shel seyodim ve'imazikim, they are larger hunting dogs but they aren't mazik, and therefore in both these cases, since they're either small or they are large but they aren't mazik anyone, therefore you're allowed to keep them in your home. And Rashi states chuldas noyin gedelus bisneh, that these weasels grow in bushes. As we know, the sneh was a thorn bush. And the Meiri actually explains that when the Gemara says mepesha suyil nakas habayis, that's going back on the case of cats and chuldas noyim. However, b'negei klavim kufrim and kaifrim, the reason why you're allowed to keep them in your home is because they're not dangerous and they don't damage anything. And the Gemara asks my chuldas noyim, and Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda states shir tzachatza, it's a type of animal that digs into the ground. Ve'ikad amri chazer. Some say it's a stinging animal, the katini shakya v'raya b'ni vadini. Some are encouraged the word chazo, but instead the gurus again the word chazo, and just referring to the chazo and saying that it's a katini shakya v'raya b'ni vadi. And the characteristic of this weasel is that its legs are very thin and it pastures by rose bushes. And the Gemara is my shirzo, and why do we say that it's a creeping animal if l'chari chulda is above the ground? And the Gemara answers the matatoy shakya, because ultimately, since its legs are very small, therefore its legs are underneath its body and you can't see its legs, and therefore it looks like it's creeping on the ground. And Ayin Teis is the maskal, the Katina Shakya, where Tosfos actually learns exactly the opposite, and the Gemara is actually defining the chulda that it says in the Torah is an animal which is creeping and which is considered a sheretz, and the Gemara tells us that chulda, its legs are very short, and therefore it looks like it's creeping on the ground, and therefore it's categorized as a sheretz. However, our Gemara is talking about an animal that's actually higher than the ground, as not categorized as a sheretz, ayin shum, which Tosfos says, b'chein nir l'rabbi yin tam, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yudim Rav, Behuda said, then now that we live in Bavel, and Bavel is now settled with Jews, therefore we made the same halachas like Eretz Yisrael, lebehemadako, and therefore you now will be megadol lebehemadako in Bavel either. The Gemara continues that Rav Huna, who was of course a Talmud Rav, had behemadakos and he lived in Bavel, and therefore Amalei Rav Adar Bava Rav Huna, Rav Adar Bava said to Rav Huna, didoch mai, that how are you be megadol behemadakos in Bavel, Amalei, and Rav Huna responded, didon komitro lu chayva, that my animals are being guarded by my wife Chayva, therefore the takana doesn't apply because they're not going to graze in other people's fields. And Amalei and Rav Adar Bava wasn't happy with his response, and therefore he said to Rav Huna, Chayva tikbrin l'bna, your wife should bury all of her sons. And the Gemara tells us that this curse of Rav Adar Bava actually occurred at Kul Shnei to Rav Adar Bava, as the entire lifetime of Rav Adar Bava, lo yikayim zara l'Rav Huna mechayva, Rav Huna's children from Chayva did not survive. Ikad Amri and others have another version that Amr Rav Huna, and we won't be goyers towards Amr Rav, as certainly this was not told to Rav Huna from Rav, as Rav Huna was testifying regarding something that occurred once Rav got to Bavel, and Rav Huna teaches us, Asinu atzmenu b'Bavel karetzol behemadako michi osu Rav l'Bavel, that once Rav came to Bavel, and therefore the area of Surah now became inhabited by men and Talmid Chachamim, therefore in regard to the Issa of being megadol behemadako, we applied the Issa in Bavel as well. And Rashi explains, Tikbrinu l'bna sh'ata semichla, because you're relying on her, v'hi ein yechay lishma, and she can't guard these animals, since she's busy with her children, and therefore mida k'neged mida, he cursed her that she should lose her children. Rashi gives us two reasons why we made it takana michi asur Rav l'bavel. First, Rashi says, Rabu m'siyashvim sham pei yeshiva asai, because Rav created his yeshiva in Surah, therefore there were many people that dwell there and settled there. And Taisus adds in to this first pshat of Rashi, v'arayv sadiseyim Yisrael, and therefore most of the sadis that were around Bavel were owned by Jews, and therefore there was a problem that the behemoth dakos will go and pasture in those lands, and they'll be stealing from Jews. Rashi continues, Lishlachrino, that another idea is, Huba, that Rav came to Bavel, Vulamano, when he taught us, Lizor Bekach, to be Nizor in this din of Ema Gadlin, Behemoth Dakis, even in Bavel, Shirosham, Rav Yisrael, Yishuv Kavua, as once he saw that most of Klai Yisrael was living there, and it was Yishuv Kavua, therefore he said that this din applies, and this din was not necessarily only stated by the Geir Eretz Yisrael, but was stated to anywhere where it is Rav Klai Yisrael. I didn't taste the Maskel, Michiosa Rav Lubavel, where he asked a question in Rashi's first chat, therefore he brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam explains, like the second shot of Rashi, Ayin Shom. And also, let's see Taisa's deal maskal, Chayvetik Brinu Lubna. And we understood Rav Adar Bava actually cursed the wife of Rav Huna, and he actually said that she should bury her children. However, Perish Rach, Bitmiya, Vichidaka Likba Bana, Shaini Sekas Lagadlon, Rav Adar Bava certainly didn't curse her directly, but he was astounded as to how Rav Huna could say that his wife's going to protect the Tzoyin if she has to be busy making sure that her children are taken care of, and if she's not going to watch her children well, then ultimately something will happen to them and they will die, and therefore have a kishkoga yetsu b'mfnei hashalit. And even though he didn't mean this as a direct curse, but ultimately since he said that her children will die, therefore ultimately this came true and they actually died. And then Taisa brings down another story that we have in Masechtas Nazir regarding Rav Huna and his wife, and Rav Adar Bava asked Rav Huna, who is the one that cuts your children's hair and does it in a way of hakafa and amalei chayva, and Rav Huna responded to him that it's my wife chayva, amalei chayva tik brinu l'buda. And Taisa says, ve'in shayach l'farsham el lashon klala, and over there in that sugya, it's impossible to explain unless you explain it that he meant to say it as lashon klala. Taisa continues, inami, or it's possible to say they didn't directly curse her, but yesh loyma en yirosh etanash b'kfuos b'na'a, are you not nervous that maybe she'll receive her einish by having to bury her children, as she is going to be megadol behemoth dakos in Bavel, and she went and did hakafas harosh to her children. And ayin mefarshim that explained that even though we seem to have two different gemaras as to why her children died, as over here it seems based on the fact that she went against this din, she was being megadol behemoth dakos in Bavel, and the Gemara knows it, it's mashma, is because she was doing hakafas harosh to her children. And they explained that without having both of these stories, then this klala would not have had an effect. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shmuel Rav Asi klala be Shavua Ben, Rav and Shmuel as well as Rav Asi went to a house of Shavua Ben. Rashi first says Shavua Ben is referring to Bris Milah Hashem Sha'avulav Shivas Yamim, because the child was already 7 days old and therefore he's having his Bris Milah. And then Rashi brings another Gersa that instead of Shavua Ben, it's Yeshua Ben, Mishdash Oisel and Pinyan Ben Bechor, and it's referring to a party that was made for a Pinyan Ben of a Bechor. And Rashi says, because the Pasuk Mishalach says, by Yosha Hashem, Mitakmin and Porkon, Kamoi Pinyan, and therefore Yeshua Ben refers to a Pinyan Ben. And in the bottom tases, it points out, Pesha Kuntra's Pinyan Ben, Vechena Urch, Vekoshad, Afagab Tabgin and Pinyan Porkon, Mikom Mokon, In Shaykh, Loshin Yeshua, Rabbein Tam Pirish, and Nil Shom Ben, that it was a child that was born, Vashem Shahoilid, Noishav Nimlam, and Mei Imai, that even if we're Goyers, Labi Yeshua Ben, is referring to a child that was born, and the child was saved from the mother's womb, Kedichsiv, Vahamlita Zacha, Nak Loshin Yeshua, and therefore the Gemara calls it Yeshua Ben, Vahugil Lassa Suda, and it was normal to make a Suda, and some say this is referring to the Suda that's made the night before Bris Milah, which we call a Vachnacht, and some say it's referring to the Shalom Zachar. And as the Gemara brings the second gift of Amilah, and some say, Lebe Yeshua Ben, that Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi were going to Yeshua Ben. We know that in order of Chashivas, the Chashivas was Rav was the most Chashiv, and then his Talmud Rav Asi, and then Shmuel was the least Chashiv. However, Rav Loi Ayel Kamei to Shmuel, Rav did not want to go into this home prior to Shmuel, as the Gemara will explain on Amud Beis, and we continue on that Pei Amud Beis, and Shmuel Loi Ayel Kamei to Rav Asi, and certainly Shmuel did not want to go in front of Rav, and certainly not in front of his Talmud Rav Asi, as Rav Asi was greater than Shmuel, and Rav Asi Loi Ayel Kamei to Rav, and Rav Asi didn't want to go in before Rav, and therefore they were now at a standstill, and Amri Man Nisrach, and therefore they said, who wait outside, and Nismach Shmuel Venesi Rav Rav Asi, and therefore Shmuel waited outside, and Rav and Rav Asi went inside, and since Shmuel was not going into the house at that time, therefore it wasn't considered like Rav was going in before Shmuel. As Rashi says, once it was only Rav and Rav Asi going inside, then it was Pashat that Rav would go in front of Rav Asi, as Rav Asi was his Talmud. And the Gemara asks, Venesuch Rav, Oy Rav Asi, why didn't Rav wait outside, or let Rav Asi stand outside? And if Rav would stand outside, then certainly it would make sense at this point that Rav Asi would go in first, and then Shmuel, who was less kosher than Rav Asi, would go in second. But L'chira, how would it help if Rav Asi stood outside, if at this point Rav and Shmuel would have to go inside, and we just stated that Rav wouldn't want to go in before Shmuel, Shmuel wouldn't want to go in before Rav. And I am the side of the Gemara from Btzal Ranchberg, who actually was bothered with his question, and brings down Ayin Shita Mekubetzes and Ayin Sham. And the Gemara answers, Rav Milsa Ba'alma Hu Da'avalei L'Shmuel, that Rav was actually trying to show cover to Shmuel, but really everyone understood that Rav really should get more covered than Shmuel, and therefore when deciding who should stand outside, certainly Shmuel was the one who was chosen to stay outside. And the Gemara explains that why is it if Rav was greater than Shmuel, so why was Rav trying to give cover to Shmuel? Mishuma, who meister the Lataya, as we know that there's a story brought down in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, where Rav was sick and Shmuel, who was a doctor, was trying to make sure that Rav got better, and he gave him some sort of a treatment, and Rav didn't realize that he was doing this in order to make him feel better. He was causing Rav pain, and therefore Rav gave a curse that whoever is doing this to me should be cursed, that they shouldn't have sons. As we know, we talk about the Bate de Shmuel, the daughters of Shmuel, and Shmuel did not have any sons. Therefore, because Rav cursed Shmuel, Shaloi Kedin, Admi Ravala, therefore Rav wanted to give cover to Shmuel. And the Gemara continues that Hachi v'Hachi, Asa Shunra, Kate Liyadi de Yenuka, and while they were waiting outside, they saw a cat come and bite off the hand of a young child. The Gemara tells us, Nafak Rav Adaris, so Rav went out and dashed in to everyone and let them know that Chatol Mutal Hagoi, that if someone sees a cat, even though that they don't own that cat, they're allowed to kill the cat, and it's also to keep a cat in your home. There is no issa to steal a cat from someone. And if someone finds a cat, there is no mitzvah. We will get back to some of these points in a moment. And the Gemara asks, that since we said it's even mutter for someone else to come and kill someone else's cat, so why would the Gemara say that it's also for someone to keep a cat? If certainly, if someone could kill it, then certainly it's also for them to keep it. And the Gemara answers, you might think that's mutter for a person to kill a cat. However, Isur Leka, there is no issa of keeping it and owning it. Kamash Blan, the Rav tells us that it's also to keep a cat and also to own a cat. Once again, the Gemara asks, Amri Vikimin to Amrit Aimba Mishum Gezel, if we said that there was no issa to steal a cat, so Maini Su Aimba Mishum Hashav Aveda Bailim, and what would be the Chiddush in telling us that there was no mitzvah of Hashav Aveda, as if it's even mutter to steal a cat from someone else, then certainly there's no mitzvah to go and return that cat to its original owner. And Amr Rabina, Rabina answers, Loiroi, that we're talking about returning the skin of a dead cat to its owner. And the Mefarshim explained that although if someone goes and kills a cat, then certainly they could keep the skins, as they remove the dangerous item from the world, and therefore they have a right to the skins. However, if you find a dead cat, one may think they have to return its skin to the original owner, Kamash Blan, that you don't have to return their skins to the original owner. And the Gemara continues that we had a brisa on the Peyam and Aleph that stated, Kashem Sha'amu Imagadl Behemadaka, Kach Amu Imagadl Chayadaka. Then Rabbi Shmuel clarified the din of the Tanakhama, and he said that although it's true that in Megadlin Chayadaka, they now raise even Chayadaka, however, Megadlin Klovim Kufrim Vechatulim Vechayfim Vechuldais, they allow to raise small dogs, cats, monkeys, and certain weasels that live in bushes, and therefore we see that all agree that it's mutter to have cats. How could Rav Dashin that it's also to have cats? And the Gemara answers, like Kasha, Rav Shimon ben Elazar was referring to black cats, and those are not dangerous. However, Rav was referring to a white cat, and as Rashi says, Chivra Mu'ad L'Hazik Adam. And the Gemara continues and asks, from Maisa Rav Uchmahava, that we know the story with Rav's cat was that it was a black cat, and we see that the black cat was dangerous, and Rav said they now keep those black cats. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Uchma Bachivrahava, that the cat that damaged that child was a black cat that came from a white cat, and therefore it had the tendencies of its mother, and that's why that type of cat is also dangerous. And the Gemara asks, from the Bayle Ravina, the Ravina had the Shaila, the Bayle Ravina, as Ravina asks, Uchma Bachivra Mao, what would be the din with a black cat that came from a white cat? L'chari, it seems to be clear from the case of Rav that that is also dangerous, and it will be also to keep such a cat. And the Gemara answers, Ki Kamei Bayle Ravina, Uchma Bachivra Ba'uchma, that it was a black cat that came from a white cat that originally came from a black cat, and therefore there is a potential that this black cat is still domesticated and is still a cat that is not dangerous. One of the Maisa Rav, the story that Rav witnessed is Ba'uchma Bachivra Bachivra Abba. It was a black cat whose mother was a white cat and whose mother's mother was also a white cat. And certainly in this case, since it comes from a family of white cats, therefore the fact that it doesn't change its actual characteristics, and Rav felt that it's still dangerous, and therefore he said it would be also to keep such a cat in your home. And before we continue, let's point out a few points from Taisus. Number one, Taisus top of that pay on base states, Nafik Rav Adarish, that Loy Ata Al Zeh Maisa Tikein, that it wasn't that Rav was going and be misaking this based on this story, the Parach Lomi Braisa, because we ask on Rav from Braisa, and L'chariah, if Rav was just dashing this as a new Takana, then L'chariah, what would be the Shverkite from Braisa as Rav was creating a brand new Takana, Al Darish, the Mekhaidim Nisakin, but Rav would dashing that it was already this Takana that was previously instituted, and that's why the Gemara could ask from the Braisa that it seems it is mutter to have a cat. I intend to do a Maschal Mutal Hogger of Osl Kaimai, where he brings down the Machlikas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Echon from Mesech Sanhedrin and Daf Tesvam Abbeis, but the Gay and Ari and number, Doiv Zev and Babylus Finachash, which are dangerous animals, that Fidra Blaz, the Amma called Kaim Ogger Zacha, that even according to Rabbi Blaz, who says, whoever goes and kills this animal is Zacha, and it's a good thing to do, Hayan Daf Kashamisoi, that is only if this animal previously killed someone, Avaloy Misaloi, but Rish Lakish holds that if the animal didn't kill anyone yet, then he now just go and kill this animal, and Lachir and Agamar we say that you even allowed to go and kill a cat, even though it didn't damage anyone and didn't kill anyone. And Zakt Rashi, Haina Bikshu Michel Shelish, came Derech Legablan, that is talking about an animal which is tied up with a chain, and that's a standard way of raising these animals. However, over here we're talking about a cat that is not tied down, and therefore it's mutter to kill it, even though it didn't yet kill anyone. And Taisa continues, Inami, or it could be Mechalik as follows, Mehana Regilim B'nei Adam Lizar, that from those animals people are generally scared of them, and therefore they're definitely Nizar, and make sure that they're not going to be hurt for them, but also they hezek, and therefore in general they're not going to damage anyone, and it's only once they kill someone then Rish Lakish says they're allowed to kill it, avo mechatol in nizarin, but from a cat that people are not nizar, shein yoydin imhi ba'uchba oy bachivra, as people don't know if this cat came originally from a black cat or from a white cat, shein makim ba'viseim, as it doesn't know its previous history. And even though Taisa says that Asugu could be going like Rish Lakish, however the Rishit Mekubetzes brings out from Rabbeinu Shaya Nira Dehainu Krab Yechlan, that it seems that Asugu is only going dafka like Krab Yechlan, the Arman Parakam to Sanhedrin, Gabi Nachashu Badlis, the Kamer Beleza called Kainu Lagun Zocha, the Arman Beichan, the Afal Pish, Lehi Misai. And he then continues, Inami Afilu Reish Lakish, we could say that Asugu is even going like Reish Lakish, the Arman Avuhusha Misai, Yish Lehme, the Khanas Rab Chatol, the Pleish Bede Odom Gilin Gabloi, that since it's standard that people would have cats, the Hitler Lahogai, Apoloi Hemis, Kidil Lahak Bede Odom Gabloi, in order to make it a very strong Takono and make sure that people don't keep cats around their home. And the Gemara continues, Chabad Birch, Baichon Simon, and these simonim are actually the simonim of the names that we're going to now see, as Amrab Achaba Papa Mashum Rab Abba Papa Mashum Rab Adaba Papa, that some say it was Rab Achaba Papa who said over the name of Abba Papa, who said over the name of Adaba Papa, and all of these are the children of Rab Papa, and Chabad is Rab Acha, which is the Ches from Acha, and the Bay stands for Abba, and the Dalet stands for Rab Adaba Papa. For Amrilon, some say Amrab Abba Papa Mashum Rab Chiba Papa, Mashum Rab Achaba Papa, and that would be the simon of Beis Yud Ches, and the simon of Beis Ches Nun is Rab Amrilon, some say it was Rab Abba Papa, Mashum Rab Achaba Papa, in any case, they taught us Masriin al Chichuch b'Shabbes. If there are many people that have boils, you're allowed to be Masriin b'Shabbes. And Rashi says Masriin b'Tzibah, you're allowed to call out b'Tzibah. Uvetchino v'Sheifaris v'Chatzoyis b'Mesechtes Tainis, as we learn in Mesechtes. this tightness, and you let it daven, and you let it use shayfus and chatzoses on Shabbos. And we will see that Taisa argues on Rashi, and they continue with the second din, videl sananelis loivim heir tipasech, that if there was a door that closed in front of someone, as Rashi says, videl sananelis ala adam yes matzliach, as if there was a door that closed on a person and he wasn't able to be matzliach, and loivim heir tipasech, and vinafkamina lafushi birachmein, as this actually has nafkamina, you shouldn't necessarily daven a lot because it will be a tefillah shav. And finally, valakech bayis beretz Yisrael, if it's on Shabbos and a person has the opportunity to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, and he's concerned that the goy will leave on Shabbos and he won't be able to get a shtar from the goy, then he's allowed to even write a shtar on Shabbos. The Gemara continues and asks on the first din of Masrin al Chichu b'Shabbos, the Mesvei, we have a brisa in Mesechus Tainus that tells us b'shab Puranis have Mesuachis of Voyle Sel Tzibo, that if there are other Puranis that come to the Tzibo, Kagoyin Chichu Chogov, Zvov Tzira, V'yitosh, V'shiluch, Nechashav Akravim, and the brisa gives examples such as when someone has to scratch themselves based on the fact that boils, or there's a plague of locusts, or there are flies or wasps or mosquitoes, or where there are snakes and scorpions. And the Braisa tells us lo yemesuim el tzayikim, that they would not be mesuim on Shabbos, and instead they would be tzayikim on Shabbos. And therefore, how could you tell us that mesuim al chichu b'Shabbos? And the Gemara answers lo kasha kam b'lach kam b'yobesh, that it depends what type of boils we're referring to. In the Braisa, we're talking about boils that are moist and they are not as dangerous, and therefore you can't be mesuim, but you could be tzayikim. However, in this member of the five sons of Rapapa, they were talking about boils that are dry on the inside and wet on the outside. That the boils that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought on Mitzrayim, which were of course the worst type of boils, they were moist on the outside, and they were dry on the inside. And as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Boy, the Shechin became a boil and blisters, and that was on a person and on people. And as Rashi says, that Yavish, that boils which are dry on the inside, is much worse than moist boils, and therefore, since it was much more dangerous, therefore you must read on Shabbos. And Rashi says, "Avu boys perech brichasai dehainu b'chutz humi maveya dehainu lach mechlad b'tnim haviyavish." And therefore, we see that on the inside it was dry. And the Gemara continues that the children of Rapapa stated, "Videlus hananelus leivim heir tipasach." Mayi, what is this referring to? Mazutra amas smicha. Mazutra says it's referring to smicha. And if we're trying to give smicha to someone, and for whatever reason it doesn't work out, then likelihood is that it will never work out. And Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, if the scenario where someone has a bad thing happen to him, this won't rectify itself that quickly. And Rav Achav B'Difti says that will never get better and he'll never be able to receive that honor. The Gemara tells us that really Rav Ashi is right, that and even though Rav Achav B'Difti says, however, Rav Achav B'Difti was discussing his own experience, and as Rashi brings down, this story is in Bava Basra on Dafid Beis and Beis, the Mnulis Vibiresha, that they appointed Rav Achim Difte to be the Rosh Shiva, Velestai Milso, and then Mar Rav Ashi came to town and they realized that he's more Choshev than Rav Achim Difte. They appointed Mar Rav Ashi as Rosh Shiva, and Rav Achim Difte was never appointed as Rosh Shiva. And Taisis and Diva Masa, Lo Ilam Imativinoi, is bothered that the Gemara Mesechs Bava Basra itself, Rav Achim Difte says, Lo Ibim Heir Mativinoi, that Sugi itself, he doesn't say, Lo Ilam Imativinoi. Taisis says that in Chanami, Zaoma Beshosha Yisava Dayin, Sheachzir Vimno Isra Shiva, that when Dal Gemara, when it says that Rav Achav B'Difti himself said, that was at a point where he still had hope that eventually he'll be the Rosh Shiva, but at the end result, when they didn't make him Rosh Shiva at all, Omar, then he changed and he said, and the Gemara continues and discusses the third din that the children of Papa mentioned, that if a Yid has the opportunity to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael from a Goy and it's on Shabbos, and he's concerned that the Goy is going to leave town, then he's allowed to even write a shtar on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, B'Shabbos HaKadaitoch, how can you think he could write on Shabbos if it's one of the Lama Tes Malachis, and certainly it's an Issa D'Raisa, and certainly even for the great mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we would not be matiyu to go and be Oiva on Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, the Gemara says, El Kadam Rav Hasam Oim Lanachi V'Issa, that just like Rav says, B'negei a different sugya, that you go and tell a guy and let the guy do this malacha, and this refers to a Gemara Mesech the Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chartes, and over there it's not Rav but Rav Amnuna, Hachanami Oim Lanachi V'Issa, and over here also, it's not telling us that you could go and write a shtar, but you tell a guy to write the shtar, and he will do so. And even though it is an issa of amir lanochi on Shabbos, based on the pasuk on mitzvah chefzicha v'daber dabar, however, mishum yishev eretz yisrael like gozber rabbanon, and because of the great mitzvah of yishev eretz yisrael, the rabbanon were not gozer, and they allowed Yisrael to go and tell a guy to write a shtar for them. Gemara continues. Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yenison halakeich ir beretz yisrael. If someone buys a city in eretz yisrael, kaifnei se likach lo derech me'abaruch huseah, in order to make sure that people could get to that city and they should be able to dwell dwell there and inhabit Eretz Yisrael, we forced the buyer of the city to go and buy different roads on four sides of the city in order to make it easier for people to travel Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, based on the great mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Before we finish, we pointed out that Masriyin Al-Hichel B'Shabbos, Rashi explained that's referring to davening as well as blowing shofars and chatzoses, and the Lashon Masriyin is from the Lashon of Trua. However, Ayin Tesis Dima Maschal Masriyin Al-Hichel B'Shabbos Al-Kochach Lav Hainu Asur B'Shofar the Shofar B'Shabbos Mi'ikar, and certainly we don't blow a shofar on Shabbos, and therefore Tesis explains El Asur B'Peh B'Anenu, that Asur is referring to the Tziba davening Anenu V'Savah Kamad Amah Hosam D'Anenu Kar Le'Asur. And Ayin Tesis was bothered according to his pshat that how could the Gemara ask when the Brisa Maseches Tainis that stated Loi Hoyu Masriyin Elot Tzayikin, if maybe that Brisa means that they wouldn't blow shofar and instead they would only scream out and they would say the Tefillah of Anenu on Shabbos. And Ayin Tesis who says that you can't tell me that really both of them are talking about Bepeh and none of them are referring to a shofar, and there's a difference between the Lashon Asura and the Lashon of Tzaka, and Ayin Tesis that that's not something that's possible to say, as the Lashon Asura and the Lashon Tzaka mean the same thing according to the Man D'Oban that says that Asura is a Lashon Anenu. And Ayin Tesis how he explains our Gemara. And Ayin Tesis Dima Maschal Imel Nachri Va'isa, Tesis holds Dafka Mishum Mitzvah Zu D'Yishiv Eretzol, that the only time that we said that it's mutter to tell a goy to do an issa deraisa for you when it's a tzarech mitzvah, that has only been a great mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, when a gay of other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to tell a goy to go and do an issa deraisa, although you would be able to tell a goy to do an issa derabbanon, even to be able to perform a mitzvah derabbanon. However, Ayin Tesis Day brings down from the Bahag that we will matter Amir Lanachri, even when a gay an issa deraisa, Ayin Sham. The Lashon of the Dvar in Masechta Roshana, Daf Lam and Bezon Bez is Shani Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, She'ein a mitzvah l'shaita el and we will stop over here.